Hi.
Hello.
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています、その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。東アジアカップ日本優勝おめでとうございます。イエーイ。サッカーね。iTunes1 位言うと思ったでしょみんな。ところが今ちょっとねサッカー嬉しすぎだったからマミは。
I missed the game.
Yeah, Michael.
I didn't see it. You spoiled it for me. I didn't know who won yet.
Yeah, whatever. It's all over the news.
Yeah, it is.
おめでとう日本頑張ったね。海外組がねいなかったんだけど。
Who scored?
柿原?
Yeah.
柿村? Yeah. God, I suck at this.ちょっとね、若い選手多すぎて分かんないんだもん。でもちょっと悲しかったのは、大体最近のこういう何代表戦とかで呼ばれる選手が自分より年下がほとんどっていうね。
I feel like athletes are getting younger in everything.
Or we're getting older.
Oh yeah, we're both.
Yeah.
Both.
ちなみにマイケル今日ちょっと風邪ひいてて。咳が止まらないので
風邪じゃないです。
What is it?
It's, I had a cold. I'm fine now. もう元気だよ。
でも風邪が止ま、
My voice is still messed up.
咳が止まらないので途中で咳したらごめんねみんな。でも
I won't cough.
でも頑張ってるよ。頑張ってるよ。 OK じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。この間話した山口県の御嶽の連続殺人のアップデートです。容疑者で行方不明だった63歳の男性が山の中で見つかって逮捕されました。で、今日になって木の棒で被害者を殺したと認めている供述をしているということなんだけど、その行方不明の間5日間山を歩き回っていたということで、服をこう脱ぎ捨てて携帯も投げ捨てて結局裸足で下着姿で見つかったということです。で、脱ぎ捨てられてたシャツに血の跡が残っていたということで警察が今、捜査を進めています。
So this is the Murahachibu case. In English they actually call this guy, they call this like the haiku suspect.
Haiku?
The haiku murders.
What's that?
Haiku is the 575.
Ah, haiku, ne?
Haiku.
Ah, hi, 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 hi.
Haiku. Haiku.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. なんか haiku っていうなんかものかと思った。Haiku, ne?
English だから haiku.
Right, right.
The haiku suspect.
Ah, poster 貼ってたからね。
Apparently, he ran off into the woods for like 5 days, took his clothes off. So he was running around in his underwear. He actually had an injury on his head, didn't he?
Yeah, 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 ね。Yeah. 映像見るとね。
He's like cut on his head.
Yeah.
But they think that happened while he was running through the forest.
Oh.
But they're not sure.
そうで、なんかちょっと面白いって言ったらなんなんだけど、何？ローカルのテレビ局、山口県のローカルのテレビ局とかネットでは、まあその村八分だったっていうことにもうちょっとフォーカスされてて、その他の人の家とか物が壊れちゃった時にこの63歳の容疑者が直してあげたりとか草刈りをみんなの分やってあげたりとかしてたんだけど、こうなんか村八分でちょっといじめられててその機械を燃やされちゃったり、あと10年前に被害者の一人と口論になった際にちょっと刺されたりしてたっていう、まあ噂があって、まあメインストリームのメディアではあんまりそっちはフォーカスされてないんだけど、まあ、多分陪審裁判になると思うのでちょっと彼の言い分が気になるよね。本当にこんないじめられてたのか。
It does seem like a lot of people are sympathizing with him.
Yeah, yeah, that's the interesting part. Because 結構残虐な事件の割には世論的にネット上とか見ると結構みんな彼の側じゃん。まあ彼の側っていうのもちょっとおかしいけど、一方的に何かこの人が頭おかしくて殺したんだみたいな感じにはなってないところがちょっとこのケースの珍しいところ。
But the mainstream media is definitely focusing on him as a suspect, right?
Yeah, yeah, as a crazy guy.
And the history of that that community's activities towards him aren't, it's not really brought up in the mainstream.
No, somehow no. They only talk about how crazy he was and how people didn't like him and how he would scare those, you know, old grandmas and grandpas and stuff like that. And so, あとすごい悲しかったのがさ、この彼がさ、あの犬を飼ってたじゃん、ゴールデンレトリバーを。でその犬にこう餌を大量にあげて逃げてたじゃん。
Yeah.
その犬がね、彼が逮捕された1分後に心臓発作で死んじゃったんだって今日。
Really?
Yeah.めっちゃ悲しくない?
Wait, how did it die?
Heart attack.
Really?
Yeah. なんか檻に入れて保護されてたのね。それが逮捕の1分後に Heart attack で死んじゃったのって。
1分後?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. 超かわいそうじゃない?
You know what I think?
What?
I think... Okay, this is just crazy speculation.And I get deep into the conspiracy theories mm-hmm. sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his dog was poisoned. I don't buy that heart attack coincidence. Because a lot of the villagers were complaining about his dog.
So, so, so.
A lot of people were complaining about his dog and that his dog is, I don't know, annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crapping everywhere. It's loud.
That としたら怖いね。
But, you know, let's say he did murder those people.
Yeah.
And then...someone in the village, obviously people are very upset about this,
yeah.
as they should be,
yeah.
decided to get back at him by poisoning his dog. What if that's... Or his dog just coincidentally had a heart attack right when he was captured. I guess that's possible.
Telepathy みたいな. That's, either way, it's crazy.
Or what if he poisoned his own dog?
I don't know. だって餌を置いていたぐらいだから。でしかもね、なんかあの子供の時から飼ってたんじゃなくて、犬が子供の時から飼ってたんじゃなくて、なんか保護した犬なんだって。
Hmm.
So he adopted it.
で、
ずっとすごい可愛がってたみたいな。だからワンちゃんすごい可愛い犬だったんだけど、かわいそう。
So what are they chalking this whole thing up to? Like his...Him running into the... We know he ran into the forest, stripped his clothes off, ditched his phone, did all this stuff.
Yeah.
And now he's saying that he did attack those people.
Yeah.
Do they have the murder weapon?
No, not yet. Not yet. あの、木の棒で殴って殺して、木の棒は捨てたって言ってて、まだ多分それは見つかってない。
But he was saying that he didn't remember anything at first. Right?
Did he?
Didn't he say that?
I don't know.
I might have made that up. I thought I read that he said he didn't know what happened.
I don't think he denied it.
So what explains him ripping all his clothes off? What was he doing?
わかんない。なん、暑かったんじゃない?
What?
わかんない。それか。
I keep my clothes on when it's hot.
わかんない。なんで服とか脱いでたのか分かんないし、どこに向かってたのかも分かんないけど。
But he must be in some sort of shock.
I'm sure, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. まあ、あの、殺人の加害者とは言っても、この人だけじゃなくて、誰でも普通の人なわけじゃん、殺人を犯すまでは。
Yeah.
だから、これは彼にとっても初めての出来事だし。
I think that's true for a lot of murderers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. まあだから、まあね、もちろんね、でも殺されちゃった人にも何子供とかいただろうし、その人たちにとってはもういじめてたとかいじめられてないとかもう全く関係ないで、確かにね、この殺人っていうのはいけないことなんだけども、まあもうちょっと捜査が進んで彼の言い分が出てくるともうちょっとクリアになってくるのかなっていう。
Well, this guy's what's gonna happen to this guy? He's gonna be on trial.
Yeah.
He's gonna get convicted.
Yeah. どうする?
Of murder.
Mommy, 陪審で呼ばれたらどうする? これ聞いてる人の中でも陪審呼ばれる人いるかもよ。 What would be the odds? 陪審呼ばれたことある人周りに一人もまだいないけど。
Well, the jury system in Japan is really new, right?
Yeah, it's pretty new.
まだ何年? It's crazy that that's psyching.
まだ何年かしか経ってないね。ちょっと
But that's Is that death penalty? It is, yeah?
What? What is?
His punishment will likely be?
It depends. あの、陪審制度になってから死刑判決が減ったって言われてて、逆に。
But admitting to murder of five people.
でも本当にいじめられてたとかなると情状酌量だから。
Does that really change his crime?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think it does?
Yeah, it does. Like, he was on medication. He was on medication.
For?
Which is for, it's, I think it was like an anti-anxiety drugs. だから精神鑑定とかになるかもしれないね、最初に。それによっては。
So you think he's going to get some form of leniency because of his medical history and because of
the possibility that he was being bullied. だからちょっと今後の動きを見てみないとどう、なんとも言えないけど。
Well, that dude's in a lot of trouble either way.
Yeah. そうね。しかもワンちゃんも死んじゃったし、かわい、ワンちゃんはかわいそう。
Yeah, the dog didn't do anything wrong.
No. はい、次、スイスのバーゼル大学の研究で、満月の夜には人っていうのはよく寝れないということが判明しました。まあ、月の満ち欠けが人間の生活リズムに及ぼす影響っていうのは昔から、まあ、あるんじゃないかっていうのは言われてたんだけど、まあ、こうきちんとあの実験で証明されたのは初めてということです。で、これは寝るときに月が実際目で見えてるかどうかは関係ないっていうことで、実験の内容は4年間の研究で、月の周期を知らせない状態で33人の被験者の睡眠状態を新月と満月の時に観察しました。で、この睡眠状態っていうのは脳の動きと目の動きとホルモンの状態をモニターしたもので、この33人はもちろん健康で薬とかも飲んでない人を選択しました。で、その結果満月の時は深い眠りに落ちる確率が 30% も低下して、寝つきも平均で5分長くかかって20分早く目覚めてしまうということです。で、これの理由は眠りのサイクルをコントロールするメラトニンというホルモンが満月の時に減少することによるものだそうです。
So this is about circa lunar rhythms. So they did a 4-year study analyzing brain activity, eye movement, and hormone production in people while they're sleeping. And they figured out that when there's a full moon, there's 30% less brain activity, 20% less deep sleep, is that right?
No, 30% less deep sleep. And it takes 5 minutes more in average to fall asleep. And they wake up 20 minutes earlier than usual.
20% less sleep.
20 minutes.
20 minutes less sleep.
Yeah.
But there's 30% less brain activity. Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. I read that.
Okay.
That there's 30% less brain activity when there's a full moon.
Huh.
And there's a lot of speculation as to why this might be, because a lot of studies have actually indicated that the moon has no effect on human physiology.
Right. So, なんか、そうそうそう、その、まあ、月、昔はさ、あの、狼男とか、あの、何、Jack the Ripper とか、結構こう満月の時に人はアグレッシブになって犯罪を犯すんじゃないかっていう説が、まあ、1950年とかすごい昔はよくあったんだけど、それを逆に否定するあの研究が多くて、いやいやそんなことはないですよ、あの別に犯罪率が増えるってことはないですっていうのが、だからまあ人間と月の満ち欠けには関係ありませんっていう研究が多かったんだけど、これによって人間ってこう1日のサイクル、体内時計、朝昼のサイクルと、あと女性の生理のサイクルがだいたい28日周期であるんだけど、それにまあ月のサイクルもこれから追加して研究していけるんじゃないかっていうことが言われていて、すでに動物と月のサイクルの関係性はもういろいろ証明されてて、例えばこれまで知らなかったんだけど、サンゴは満月の直後にセックスをするらしくて、毎回だから人間も昔はそれに合わせて、 まあ、満月に合わせてセックスとかしてたのかもしれないねみたいな。ただ今は電気もあるしテレビのライトとかもあるからそれに影響されちゃってこうその効果がちょっと弱まっちゃってるけど。
Well, it's not just a matter of the light.
Right.
I mean, they believe it's possible that artificial light is interfering with these lunar cycles.
Right.
That would otherwise have a more significant effect on us.
Mm.
There's also the issue of the tidal effects. They don't believe that there's any physiological impact for the change in the tidal effects on the body. That means the gravity of the moon, because the moon is the closest thing
right.
to Earth, and it's pretty big.
Right.
It's pretty heavy. So it actually pulls the water around the earth.
Mm.
So when you're at the beach and the water level comes up all of a sudden, it's not because of wind. It's not because of anything. It's because of the moon.
Mm.
The moon moved. That's literally what you're seeing happen. So that same gravitational force is applied to everything on the earth. And the closer it is, the stronger the effect is. So that's why on the close side of the earth, the water gets pulled
right
towards the moon.
Right.
And then you'll see oceans kind of pull back
right,
in
right.
other parts of the earth.
Manchou
but they don't understand the mechanism of action for that on human physiology. Mm. But they have found a lot of correlations in human behavior. Specifically in this case sleep. I think they found correlations in menstrual cycles as well, because that's the 28 days and it right. happens to be almost exactly the same as the moon.
Right. すごいよね。そうだからそのまあ、体内時計もそうだし生理の周期もそうだしこの月のサイクルもそうだけど人間は別に自分でこう意識してない何もうその意識レベル超えたところの話なわけじゃん。
Yeah, we're not aware of it at all.
Yeah, that's, it's so interesting. なんか別に意識してないけど かなりの影響を受けてるっていう。
Isn't it weird that coral knows?
Yeah.
Like coral knows.
ね、あ、満月だ、セックスしなきゃみたいな。
Yeah. But that could be a tidal thing too.
でも確かにあの何女性のその生理のサイクルもそうじゃん。その何一番排卵しやすい時期にみんながホーニーになるようにできてるわけだから、うん、それも月とリレートしてるとしたらまあサンゴと変わんないよね。
There's an interesting theory that has to do with the ionization of the atmosphere. I don't actually know that much about this, but I was reading a study about howThere are more positive ions in the atmosphere during a full moon.
Okay. Huh.
Than otherwise. And that these positive ions actually have a negative impact on your body.
そうだよね。だってマイナスイオンとか流行ってるもんね。
Yeah, like hair dryers.
Yeah.
I don't use any minus ion stuff, but I see it.
I have it, but people say it's bullshit.
I don't know. I have no idea. But there's a lot of money going into that. There's been a lot of research into that.
So, それさ、そう、マミもね、それちゃんと見たことないんだけど、あの、マイナスイオンが出ますとかそういうのって結構非科学的だっていう意見をよく見るんだけど、まあちゃんと見てないからここで詳しく話せないけど。
Well, it makes sense that it would have some kind of impact on you, whatever it is.
I guess.
Right?
I guess.
Because,
well, in the atmosphere, yeah, but hair dryer, I'm not sure.
I don't know about hair dryers. Because hair dryer, you're only using it for a limited amount of time. Whereas if the full moon has this ionizing effect on the atmosphere, increases the positive ions in the atmosphere, and then we're all in that atmosphere, maybe that does affect human behavior on some tiny level.
だってなんかさ森林の中はマイナスイオンが多いって言うじゃん。だからこうリラックス効果がありますとか。だからさ森林から離れたとこでしかも満月だったらさ でそういう何プラスイオンが増えてる状態だったら確かにまあ何安らぎな感じではないだろうね。だから、mm. だからイライラしたりとか狼男とかそういう話が出てきたのかな。
Well, we know that the moon affects the oceans and the tides.
Right.
And apparently it affects the atmosphere. And obviously it affects the brightness of the moon itself has some effect
right.
on life on Earth.
Right.
So all of those things do affect us.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
In some way.
でもなんだろう 毎日見てるから逆にあんまりみんな意識してないじゃん。
What, the moon?
Yeah.
I don't see the moon that often.
But like, we know it's there.
Yeah.
And なんかもう当たり前すぎてさ、あんまりそういう影響について多分考えたことない。まあ少なくともマミはあんまり考えたことなかったから。
But I mean, I'm just saying that the full moon does have some effect on human.Psychology, at least. Because if you look at Twitter or Instagram, when there's a full moon, everyone's like, oh my god, it's a full moon. Like that by itself is a real effect. And there's some cultural depth to the idea of the moon affecting human behavior. Like a lunatic.Lunatic,
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
word lunatic, luna, the base word is luna, and luna means moon.
Right. でもさ、その満月が人間に与える影響がネガティブなものだとしたら、逆にさ、こう、今マイケルが言ったみたいにインスタグラムとかツイッターとかでみんなこう満月だと喜ぶじゃん。
Yeah.
うわ、すごい綺麗みたいな。だからそことさ、なんていうの?この実際の behavior と effect が、
yeah.
マッチしてないよね。
Mm.
I mean, if it's affecting us negatively, then
I don't think you can. It's not going to be like just good or bad, right? I think.
Yeah, but so far it seems like it's kind of negative. No, like
crime rates go up during a full moon. They've known this for a long time. When the moon's full.People commit more crime.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They actually think that, well, I'm saying they, but there was a pretty extensive study done on the full moon coinciding with the election in the year 2000. It was Bush versus Al Gore.
Right.
And they think that the full moon swayed the election results.
What?
And made Bush win.
どういうことそれ?
Yeah.
なんでよ? なんで?
Yeah. Because of that ionizing atmosphere effect.
どういうこと?
They think that it changed the way people felt about the elections.
Huh.
Just enough that Bush, like, won.This is just like a weird, this is like a weird article that I read, but they've put a lot of resources into figuring this stuff out.
Okay.
Like people plan events and stuff around the full moon.
Hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
まあでもね、もうちょっとこの研究とかが進んで分かるようになってくると、確かにそうやってなんだろう。例えば女の子もさ、あ、生理の前で今 PMS だからイライラするから、
yeah.
これはやらないようにしようとかさ、今ストレスだから彼氏に怒っちゃうから今日会わないようにしようとかあるじゃん。
Maybe it was all those women that had PMS, something about Al Gore, like put him off, and then they all voted for Bush.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
My point was, そういう感じでもっと研究が進んでいけば、月の周期をもっとみんなが気にして、いろいろこうさ、ね、なんだろう、満月だから危ないから家にいようかなとかさ。
We should be studying the moon a lot more.
ね。
We don't know anything about it.
ね。そう、面白いね。はい、次。ニュージーランドの話です、ニュージーランドに6年前に移民した南アフリカ出身の男性が太りすぎを理由にビザの更新を却下されました。 で今体重が130キロで奥さんもいるんだけど、このままだと国外退去になってしまうということで、ただ初めてビザを取った時は160キロだったから、まあ更新できないのはおかしいってこの本人は言ってるんだけど、ニュージーランドの移民局によると、あの、まあ、今回のこの決断は医療サービスにかかるコストと需要を最低限にするための施策だそうです。なんでかというと、まあ、肥満だとこう糖尿病とか高血圧とか心臓病のリスクが高まるから。
A 130 kilogram South African chef was denied a visa because he's fat in New Zealand.
Right.
Yeah. His name is Albert Buitenhuis. Buitenhuis? It's a really hard last name.
Yeah.
Names are hard. His yeah. name is pretty hard. What else? Well, New Zealand is the third most obese country now.
そう、メキシコとアメリカに次いで先進国の中で肥満度3位につけてるニュージーランドなんですけど、なんかこの医療サービスにかかるコストと需要を最低限にするためって言ってるこの背景をちょっと調べたんだけど、ニュージーランドっていうのは基本的に、まあ、永住者と国民と、あとこのビザ、就労ビザとかを持ってると公立の病院だと治療費と入院費が無料なんだって。だからまあそういう背景だって思うと、まあまあそうかって思うよね。
It doesn't make sense to me. I understand like, okay, so in New Zealand, what, health insurance is free? Well,
No.
Treatment is free.
Treatment.
If you have health insurance, which you have as a citizen, and...
No. You don't have to have an insurance. If you are a citizen...
But that is the health insurance, right?
Like national one.
Yeah.
なんだけど、その無料、なんかちょっとシステムが日本と全然違って、まず怪我したりしたら大きい病院じゃなくて、その一般開業医 General Practitioner のところに行かなくちゃいけなくて、そこで手に負えないってなると初めて公立の病院に行けるんだけど、無料だからもう何ウェイティングリストがすごいことになってて、その待ってる間に結構緊急なのに半年手術待たされたりとかして、その間に死んじゃう人とかがいっぱいいるんだって。
それが In New Zealand.
Yeah.でそれが結構イシューになってて、だから多分なるべく病院に行く人を少なくしたいから、病院に来る確率の高い移民をそもそももうブロックしたいっていう。
So these the general practitioners、
mm-hmm.
they're not free.
They're not free, but they can only take care of like もうちっちゃいさ切り傷とか。
But
だから大きい手術とか。
It wouldn't be free for him if he went to a big hospital after that, would it?
It will be if he goes to a public one.
Then, but the general practitioner costs money.
そう。だけどだからこういう肥満の人みたいに糖尿病とか心臓病とか大きい病気になってくると、まず general practitioner のところに行って、 general practitioner が紹介状を書かなきゃいけないの、パブリックホスピタルに。それを持って、そう、それを持って初めてパブリックホスピタルにやっと行けるの。
It doesn't sound that different from Japan.
It's totally different.
It doesn't sound that different from Japan.
Because 日本だと大きい病院に、大きい私立の病院じゃなければ、普通に紹介状なしでも大きい病院にいきなり行けるじゃん。
If you want to go to like, it costs a lot more money if you don't have a recommendation from a regular doctor.
If you go to like a private huge hospital, like high class, whatever, then you need a 紹介状. でもじゃなければ日赤とかさ別に普通に行けるじゃん. So, だからそのなんていうの、ニュージーランドだとだからその公立の病院にたどり着けたとしても、あまりにも待たされて死んじゃったりするから、結局それが嫌な人は民間の保険に入って私立の病院に行かなきゃいけないってことらしいの。
So this whole situation is an externality of their nationalized public healthcare system.
そう、そうそう。だからその公立の病院は確かに治療費、入院費、あと入院してる間の投与薬とかも全部無料なんだって。
But this particular man has lost 30 kilos since he first went to New Zealand.
Yeah. だからその間に、その6年の間にルールが変わっちゃったから、この問題はぶっちゃけ言ってよっていう話をね、国が。だからこのルール変えますよっていうのをさ、事前に例えばね、あと10年で何キロ痩せなければビザリニューしませんよとか言ってくれればさ、どうにか頑張ったかもしれないじゃん彼は。
I don't like the situation. I think it's stupid.
No one likes this situation.
Well, not the overall situation. I don't like that they denied him a visa just because he's fat. Because I know that they're approving visas for people that smoke cigarettes, and cigarettes are far more harmful for you than being fat.
Right. だからそう、もう一つの問題はこのクライテリアがしっかりしてない。クライテリアが移民にちゃんと伝わってない、そもそも。例えば、何だったらダメなの？何だったら更新できないのか？何キロだったらさ、もうデブってことになっちゃうのか？何キロだったらじゃあ高血圧の可能性が高いってなるのか？じゃあ喫煙してる人はね、それこそマイケルがいたみたいにいいのか？とか、なんかさ、もうバンジージャンピング大好きで、毎週行ってますみたいな人はさ、じゃあいいのかとか、そういう、なんていうの、
毎週バンジージャンプしてる人いないでしょ。
でも何、そういうクライテリアの話になってくるわけじゃん。だからそれをもう施行する前にちゃんと移民の、せめて今ビザ持ってる、これから更新する人にだけでも伝えないといけなかったよね。こんな急にさ、ビザデナイされてもさ、この人だって、
He should have gotten a warning.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Sure.
いきなりね、困るじゃん。
うん。
どんぐらいまで痩せればいいんだろうね、でも。それもなんかあんま
くない。30 kilos is a lot to lose.
Yeah.
I
guess.
Wait, how tall is he?
I don't know.
We don't
でもだから、南アフリカからニュージーランドに引っ越した6年間で30キロ痩せたわけだから。ニュージーランドでちゃんとした食生活だったってことかな。南アフリカよりはちゃんと食べ、いいもの、何、healthy な。
Wait, but New Zealand is the third most obese country.
Yeah.
So what might really be happening is that obesity in New Zealand is probably weighing on the healthcare system a lot in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's probably the reason why it's become so stringent.
Maybe.
It's because the system is in trouble.
Maybe, yeah.
As it is in most countries.
まあだって、そう、それはね、心臓病とか糖尿病とかのリスクがかなり上がるわけ。しかもだって世界で3番目だよ。となるとね。Well, でも、これ移民、なんかさ、このビザを更新しなきゃいけない移民だけじゃなくて、普通に国民みんなにもうちょっとじゃあアウェアネスしないといけないよね。そもそも、この肥満を少なくするために。
I want to talk about something that weighs about the same. 150
kilogram. そういうつなげ方話。
150 kilogram robot named the Atlas robot. It's 6 foot 2 inches tall or 188 centimeters. It has fully functional hands. It sees with lasers.It has stereo sensors, which means sensors, stereo, so like 3D.
Right.
3D sensors. It's developed by DARPA and Boston Dynamics for the Defense Department. And I don't know, it's scary.
So, アメリカでアトラスロボットというものが開発されました、アトラスロボットは188センチ150キロで、DARPA、日本語で言うと国防高等研究計画局というところが開発、Boston なんだっけ
Boston Dynamics
Boston Dynamics
And DARPA stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Yeah, Boston Dynamics と一緒に開発したものなんだけど、人間と同じ、人間に近い動きを再現していて、二足歩行で手を使った細かい作業も可能です。で、頭に取り付けたライダーという赤外線センサーと頭部のステレオカメラで、まあ何周囲の状況を目視することができる。でさらに赤外線がついているから、まあ、もちろん人の目よりよく見える。で人工知能付きだそうです、mm. あれだよね、はしごを登ったり降りたりとかもできるんだよね。
It can climb up walls like
Spider-Man?
Not like Spider-Man. If you have two walls opposing each other It can push it on both sides of the wall.
はいはい、あれみたいな感じ。なんだっけ、like, 127 hours James Franco movie?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
すごいじゃん。
And it can go up stairs and ladders and it can do all this. It can move stuff out of the way. And there's videos of this thing on the internet. If you just go onto YouTube and you type DARPA Atlas
robot. 後で載せる？後で Facebook 載せる？
Yeah, yeah. We'll put it up. Where they're hitting this robot with a huge... weighted ball and it's the robot's balancing on one foot with its arms up in the air.
Wow.
Like a flamingo.
Yeah.
And they're hitting it with this ball and it doesn't even put its other foot down. It can just balance.
Wow.
It's yabai.
Yabai ne.
This robot is scary. Like it's way stronger than a human. And with the robotics technologies that they have now, it's going to be able Like, it could probably fire a gun perfectly accurately
Yeah.
every time.
もうターミネーターだよね、だから。
The reflexes are lightning quick.
もう絶対、もう 150% 負けるじゃん。なんか何？消火ホースを接続できるって書いてあったから、こう火事の時とかにも使えるわけだよね。まあ、だから災害？ 災害の時？
Yeah, they like to dress these things up in different... They actually dressed...
What?
Not this... Was it this robot or the one before it? There was a robot before this one called Pet Man.
Okay.
Which was like simpler version.
Okay.
And they put like a gas mask and stuff on it. And made it walk around.
So creepy.
And it looks exactly like a human. You can't tell that it's a robot.
What?
So... And it walks like... 普通の人
やだ、
like、it just walks normally.
ねえ、さ、スターウォーズのさ、ダース・ベイダーの部下の白い人たちいるじゃん。
Yeah.
Are those robots or?
No, 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 no.
Those are like creatures wearing armors.
The stormtroopers?
Yeah.
They're people.
Oh, they're people.
You thought stormtroopers were robots?
I don't know.
ありえない。
なんでよ。
ありえない。
It's not like I'm a Star Wars.
Have you seen Star Wars? Why would you ask that question?
見たことあるけど。
In Star Wars, one of the guys actually, when they're running in one of the first scenes in Star Wars, on the ship, a bunch of stormtroopers come out with Darth Vader, and one of the stormtroopers actually hits his head on the on the wall.
Okay.
Like as he's running.
いやなんかさ、こういうアトラスロボットみたいなのがあれば、あんなにいっぱいトゥーパーいらないわけじゃん。もう全部ロボットでいいわけでしょ。
Oh, this Atlas robot could kill like a million people easily.
だからもう全部無人だよね。このアトラスロボットもそうだしさ、無人のローバー、ローバーじゃないの、何？
Which rover?
No. ロボットのやつ。Unmanned.
Drone?
Drone.
Yeah. Everything's... Well, we have like Yurika Mome. No driver.
そうだ、そうだ、right? 確かに。そうだ、
no
無人だね。
train conductor.
Yeah, そうだ、そうだ。
There's not even someone supervising, it seems like. Because when I ride Yurika Mome, I just go sit in the front. And 誰もいない。
いや、確かに。そっかそっか、確かに無人で一番さ身近なのってゆりかもめかね。じゃあ
What do you mean?
一番身近に体験できるそういう無人の
Well, they have
device.
自販機もそうじゃん。
No, I mean like something that has like huge impact on you.
Well, have you seen the Google cars?
そうね。Yeah. Google car.
The Google cars drive around and they have like someone sitting there.
Right.
But they have them driving around in New York City, in like California. In LA, like in traffic, no driver.
すごいな。
And I don't think they've had any accidents. There was like one accident, and it was like caused by someone else,
right,
or something.
Right.
It's amazing.
すごいな。
And the cars now park by themselves.
でもそうなるとさ、タクシー業界やばいよね。それが普及しちゃうと。
Oh yeah, taxis are all going to become Google cars, I think.
ね、タクシー業界つか、タクシー業界はやばくないけど、タクシー運転手の仕事がなくなっちゃうね。
But the regular cars that everyone's buying right now has a lot of those 無人 features. Like for parallel parking,
はい、
it like 勝手に it'll just park for you and you don't have to do anything.
衝突しそうになると勝手に止まるとかね。
Yeah, like the stop and go traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Everywhere around us this is happening.
We're gonna get lazy.
We're already lazy.
We're gonna all get lazy.
I actually went to the Toyota factory and did the tour of Toyota. So I got to see them actually building the cars in the factory. And it's largely just robotics. And the robot arms are like swinging around super fast. And when they weld, they do like this very precise, super fast arc welding. And it's just like pss, 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 and then the arm just like flies somewhere else and goes pss, pss, pss. It's like,
もう全部、
and this is all, there's like 15 of these robot arms all doing this.
Right.
And this belt is just moving this car along. And you can just see it getting built. And with the arc welding, there's like these huge sparks that fly out. So there's no humans in the room at all.
あの空港の裏側とかも、あの何、全部、あとそろそろその空港のカウンターとかも人をいなくして、あの荷物のチェックインとかも全部自動でやるようになってるじゃん、まあ、ヨーロッパとか特にそれ進んでて、であのさ、あのチャーリー and the Chocolate Factory、 チャーリーとチョコレート工場、日本語の題名わかんないもうさ、お父さんがさ、こう何、歯磨き粉のさ蓋をこうつける仕事してたのに、それが機械になっちゃってクビになるじゃん。で、多分マイケルと昔ポッドキャストじゃなくて普段の話でして、この話したんだけどさ、こう人間の生活を楽にしようと思って全部を自動化することによって仕事がなくなるじゃん、みんなの。
Yeah, that's definitely been happening.
だからさ、なんか、
well,
逆に
look at like Detroit.
ね、だからなんか楽にしようと思った結果、結局楽になってないっていう。
So much of craftsmanship is dead.
そうだよね。
Because
職人技ね。
Because all of this stuff is made by machines now. And like really old cars, they were put together by hand. And you have to have like 20 years of experience in like metal work. It's like very specific technical skill, and people were perfecting this for so long. And as soon as machines came out, they could do it cheaper and better and more consistently.
だからさ、テクノロジーが発達すればするほど雇用が減っていくわけじゃん。
I think it's going to continue to happen.And more jobs are going to disappear.
ね。
Because there's still a lot of people building things where the machine is just going to be cheaper.
だからなんか、機械が代わりに働いてくれて、うちらはぼーっとして楽しく暮らせるっていうさ、なんていうの、未来の、多分それがドリームだったわけじゃん、人類の。ただ、そんな風にうまくいってないじゃん、全然。逆に、仕事がなくなって、ポーヴリーになって、デトロイトみたいになっちゃうわけじゃん。
I think it's all been mapped out pretty clearly. Like, what that progression exactly is.
Mm.
Because, I mean, Japan went through this. All countries pretty much go through this thing where at first they're doing like agriculture,
mm.
and then they get into textiles, and then they get into assembly.
Mm.
And then from assembly, they go to manufacturing.
Mm.
Then from manufacturing, you go to design. And then once you're designing things, you're not building anything.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all the designs done in like CAD or like other sophisticated software.
Right.
And so that's why everyone's been pushed into IT.
Mm.
And so where we used to have things built in these third world countries, well, you're not supposed to say third world, but these lower income,
or developing
less,
countries.
Yeah, developing countries.
Right.
They used to be doing the manufacturing.
Yeah.
But we've largely pushed even IT into these developing countries.
Mm.
Like India is a huge IT center now.
Right. Right.
So if India is doing IT, what's left for the countries that were doing, you know, the design and the information tech before?
Right.
Right. We all get pushed into like very human specific, like creative jobs where creativity is like the only thing that machines can't really do.
For now, right?
For now. But look in music. Even so much of music now is produced so artificially.
Mm.
Like the instruments that you hear in music, they're not real instruments most of the time.
So now.
Those sounds are generated by software.
Mm.
They're not real. And now even singers have been replaced.
Hatsune Miku mitaina ne.
Is that the Japanese hologram?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that hologram singer.
People
go and they watch that. They watch this hologram singing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's one of the most creativity intensive occupations.
もともとはさ、昔は例えばこうちっちゃい村で歌が上手な人がいるらしいよってなって、みんながその人を見て喜ぶわけじゃん。それが どんどん広がっていって噂になって他の村からも人が見に来てその子が歌うのを見たりとか、
yeah.
っていうシンプルなところからもう今さここまで来ちゃったわけじゃんもう歌ってるのも人間じゃないし楽器弾いてるのもてかそもそも楽器いらないじゃんっていうすごいもう どこまで行くんだろうねもうこれは
Yeah, that kind of grassroots organic developmentof a brand isn't that prevalent anymore.
Mm.
It's largely viral.
Mm.
Everything's viral.
Right, right.
Even we're viral. Our success, what success we might have, is largely viral.
Right.
Right?
ね、なんかだって不思議だもんね。そのツイッターとかやっててもいろんな人が話しかけてくれてさ、こううちらも何お返事とかして話すわけじゃん。でみんな違う国にいて会ったこともないしでもこう何回かやり取りしているとちょっと会ったような気になってきたりとかするわけじゃん、うん、だからなんかこう世界がちっちゃくなってるっていうか
It's becoming way more digital
Yeah, definitely
And way moreEverything's become more digital Like the difference between Like digital is the idea of one and zero, right?
Mm.
Well, with products, it's become more one and zero.
Mm.
Because everything is made by machines, either there's a lot less options and there's a lot less variety in each one that's produced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when a machine, if you have a machine that builds tables, it either zero doesn't build a table or one, it builds a table. But if you have a human...that's building tables, every single table is going to be different.
Mm.
And they're going to make mistakes with some tables. Some tables are going to be exceptional.
Right.
But with the machine, it's just no table or table.
Right.
And so even things in the real world are becoming digitized.
Right.
And this digital phenomenon is just kind of like it's leaking into into everything that exists or everything that humans produce.
Right. That's crazy.
It's kind of weird.
It's like, super weird.
Think about like MacBook Pro, like the laptop. Everyone has the same exact computer.
Yeah.
Like my laptop is the same as their laptop, and you can customize some settings and stuff inside, but anyone, I could go onto someone else's computer and customize it, the settings to the same as my computer, and it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So when I sit down and I borrow someone else's computer, it's like the same thing as using my computer.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, this keyboard feels different. No, it doesn't. Yeah. It feels exactly the same.
I mean, this digital world changed the media greatly as well. I mean, think about what we're doing right now, right?
Yeah.
Mami to Michael なんかもう超普通の人なわけじゃん。
There's no way we would be able to talk to this many people.
Right? でしょ?なんか、
even, だってお金も、even 5 years ago.
お金もないし、トレインもされてない。何?アナウンサーとかさ、そういう人たちみたいにトレインもされてないし。
Well, think about how much this recording equipment would cost.
Five years ago.
Yeah. Or 10 years ago.
もう破産しちゃうよ。
And the ability to actually put it out to this many people would cost so much money.
Yeah.
It's still not free. It's still costing money. But it's a lot more affordable than it used to be.
Yeah. Crazy.
A Dutch designer has come up with a solution for the street light, what he's deemed as an issue with the way we light our streets.
Mm.
And basically, there's a lot of off hours for traffic with street lights.
Mm.
So there's no cars, but the street lamps are all on. And so this guy's thinking, hey, why don't we just have it so that the lights can be dimmed, and then when they detect traffic or cars, that they can come to full brightness, and that way we can save a lot of electricity. Currently, Europe is spending $13 billion on streetlights.
Dollars or euro?
$13 billion.
Okay.
And this is just to keep their lights on. And this is more than 40% of the government's energy bills. It's just the streetlights. And this is equivalent to 40 million tons of CO2. Which is what would be generated by 20 million cars.
オランダのある人が、まあ、その街灯、あの道の、ね、ライトがこう人とか車が全く通ってない時でも光光とついているのは電気の無駄なんじゃないかということで、人とか車が通ってない時にはちょっとライトを暗くしてセンサーであの車と人が通った時だけ明るくするっていうものを開発しています。でヨーロッパでは、この街灯の電気を作るのに130億ユーロかかっていると言われてて、それが全体のエネルギー予算の 40% も占めている。でさらにこれが、4000万トンの CO2 を出しているっていうことで、この彼のデバイスを使えばコストと CO2 が 80% カットできるんだよね。
Yeah, he predicts that by using his product or his invention that we could reduce energy costs and emissions by 80% and also reduce maintenance costs by 50%.
So maintenance cost も 50% カットできる。で、この面白いところは全部一からインストールしなくていいということだよね。その今既存のものに足すことでこのテクノロジーを使うことができるっていう。
Yeah, he believes these could actually be retrofitted to existing light infrastructure. And so it seems like if you do the math, it might make sense, given that the cost of the installation isn't too high.
あの普段はさあまり思わないけど、あの飛行機乗ってる時にこう街が上から見えるとかなりすごいもんね。あの全然人がいないところも確かに。ものすごいライトついてる。
Imagine how pretty it would look to fly into a city on the airplane if the brightness of the lights was tracing
確かに、キラキラキラってね、
traffic
確かに、
or people walking and that it was dynamic that way.
それみたいな。
That would be, that would look pretty crazy.
だってあの地球のさ、あの夜中の写真あるじゃん。 夜中と昼の、
yeah.
あれもだって夜の方すごいもんね、
yeah.
ライトもうどんだけつけてんのっていう。
And then you can't see the stars anymore.
ね、そうだよ。
So like in Tokyo the light pollution is so bad in Tokyo like、うん、you can barely see any stars at all.
ね、だこんなにテクノロジーをつけてさ、こんなにライトをいっぱいつけたことによって逆に星が見えなくなって、東京の人が田舎に行って星を見て感動するっていうこの逆のさ、mm.
yeah.
おかしなことになっちゃってるから、
yeah. Being able to see the stars is supposed to be normal、
ね、本当はね。
And I think it's I mean obviously there's a lot of benefits for the electricity consumption、
mm.
and the CO2 emissions, like just the economic factors of those two alone is、mm. isprobably crazy enough to justify this、
mm.
but I also think that there's a lot of benefit to human beings、mm. just being able to see the stars
ね、そのさっきのさ月の話もそうだけどね。
Yeah, well we can see the moon.
Yeah, but no, I mean like、
yeah.
そういう自然のものから得られる人間への影響が、mm. こういうライドとかによって阻害されちゃってるわけじゃん。
You're supposed to be able to see the Milky Way too.
ね、そうだよ。
If you go to places that are properly dark,、
うん、
you can see our own galaxy、
うん、
in the sky.
もったいないよね。
And you can see all those constellations. I mean, all those constellations up there were mapped out by people just looking with their regular eyeballs.
ね、もう今絶対無理じゃん。だってあのでもさ、このプロジェクト、あの記事に書いてた時に日本もなんかあの発注しようかなって思ってるみたいなね、書いてあったから。
I really hope Japan does do this.
ね、日本の政府もこれを買ってくれるといいなって思う。
Yeah, why do we have lights on if no one's there?
ね、意味ないよね、もったいない。
But we have the 玄関 light that turns on when you、
うん、
when you move、うん、it has the infrared motion detection、
うん、ね、だから街もそういうのでいいよね別に。
Yeah.What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
ね。というわけで、以上かな。
はい。That's it.
ではまた、いつか。ではまた、今度。今週中かな。
Yeah. End of this week?
Yeah.
Around the end of this week.
Yeah. Okay. また、Twitter、Facebook のコメント、なんか質問とかあれば、お願いします。あと、iTunes の、yep.レーティングとコメントも暇の時あればお願いします。
Yeah, I'll try to reply to more of those.
Yeah, 今マイケルレアキャラになってるからね、yeah.
People are saying that my replies are rare.
あのマイケルから返信欲しい人はマイケルえってあの名前入れてくれるとマイケルが返してくれるかもしれないです。っていうわけで、
like、
OK
That's it.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.